Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's the Westmoreland Business Journal here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and westmorelandgold.net.
Good morning and welcome to the Westmoreland Business Journal on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold and 1480 WCNS and westmorelandgold.net, presented by the Westmoreland County Chamber of Commerce, the Westmoreland County Industrial Development Corporation, and the Economic Growth Connection of Westmoreland. I'm your host, Jason Rigoni, Executive Director for the Westmoreland County IDC. Today we have a very special guest coming into the office, especially, or coming into the studio here, especially with our longtime host here, Chad Ammon, and now transitioning into our new partner and part of the team, Mr. Dan DeBone, who is the Executive Director for the Westmoreland Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jason, and very happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time. I know you probably have a very busy schedule with everything going on in terms of coming into the chamber, and although you've been around for a few months, it certainly is. I'm sure you are still getting a feel for your new position.
Yeah, actually, I am. It's been about 2.5, almost 3 months, although it feels like a year, and but in a in a good sense of a good 12 months. There's just been a lot going on, you know, getting acclimated to a lot of the events, whether it's a ribbon cutting ceremony, some of the committees, government relations, ambassador committee, a lot of things that the chamber has done over the past several years underneath the exceptional leadership of Chad Ammon. You know, it's obviously very difficult to fill those shoes and trying to understand a little bit what has been accomplished over the past several years and where we need to take the chamber from here.
Yeah. Well, you say big shoes, and certainly that's the case. Although I've seen his feet, their shoes aren't that big, but I get your point figuratively. He's done a tremendous job and is not only a consummate professional, but a good friend to all of us. But, you know, really talking about you, coming in, before we kind of jump into the business aspects, let's learn a little bit more about you. You're from the area. You're not necessarily started in Westmoreland, but you're a Westmoreland County guy. Maybe kind of give us a little bit of background on growing up, where you came from, and your move to Westmoreland County.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I grew up in the South Hills, Scott Township, but I spent most of my time in Bridgeville, PA, which is a small little town on the South Hills, and my parents owned a business. It was a restaurant. For 30 years, they owned a bar and restaurant called Jim and Jerry's, and my dad owned it with a good friend of his from high school. So when we talk about businesses and we talk about ownership and we talk about employers, whether you have one employer, whether you have, you know, thousands of employees, growing up in the business and the restaurant business and seeing my parents work 7 days a week, where I eventually became accustomed to working with them close to 7 days a week, you understand exactly what it takes to be able to run a business. You understand what the problems that you have. You understand what it takes to be able to develop relationships. You understand exactly what it takes to be able to maintain and sustain employers. And so I could tell you that the two best things that my parents taught me by their own business is number one, to work hard. And so I think you'll know me and get to know me as the new executive director of the chamber. I'm not afraid of work. Sometimes we'll have staff come in and say, well, there's a ribbon cutting ceremony on a Sunday. I'm like, okay. Or there's a ribbon cutting ceremony at 6 o'clock on Friday. I'm like, okay, so what's the problem? So, you know, whether there's a meeting, whether somebody wants to talk a little bit about the chamber, whether it's something about working with other counties or some initiative statewide, you know, I'm not afraid to basically just roll my sleeves up and jump in. And so the other thing that my parents taught me was about people, and it's really about communicating and treating people. We would have people come in, whether you were came in to dig a ditch, or whether you came in and you were a judge or somebody who wore a tie, or it didn't matter who you were. My parents taught me how to treat people the way that they wanted to be treated. And so throughout my whole career, I've continued to keep that same level of perspective in terms of, you know, always going out of my way to talk to people, understanding a little bit more about, you know, where they grew up, a little bit about their family, what they do. And those relationships have continued throughout several decades, and I'm hoping to do the same as I transition to this position.
It's interesting that you reflect back on, you know, all of our first mentors were our parents, and you reflected on what it meant to work and to work hard. And it's important, from my own personal perspective, you know, my father, although, again, similar but different, right? Small business owner. He's an attorney. He has a secretary. The only way he got paid is if he went to work every day. And so we learn from that. And I find myself the same way. You get up, you put your pants on, mm-hmm. you may have a headache, you may have a cold, doesn't matter. You go to work and you do what's necessary. And so I think that gives you a tremendous perspective working at the chamber now, knowing that primarily, a significant number of members are those small self-employed individuals, mm-hmm. and you can provide, you know, understand that perspective on what it means to work hard. And I'm sure that you're going to work hard to support those businesses every day. But we'll get into chamber business here in a little bit.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about, so you were in the South Hills and then you end up making the transition into the greatest county in Southwestern Pennsylvania. Let me say in the Commonwealth.
Yeah, it is. It is. I could tell you that it is an exceptional county. I've been here close to two decades, and I could tell you that when I was growing up, did I ever hear of Murrysville, or did I ever hear of some of these smaller rural communities other than maybe visiting them, whether it's, an Apple Fest or whether it was going to Seven Springs or, you know, Laurel Hanna, all those different towns we would visit, you know, as when I was young. But I could tell you that I didn't think of Westmoreland County until once I graduated college and I went to Myrtle Beach and met my future wife of all places at Myrtle Beach. And I'll never forget, I was able to get her phone number and I said, well, I'm going to take her to a Steeler game. So I was able to get a couple Steeler tickets. You know, it was a really nice girl. I wanted to impress this girl and I liked her. Next thing you know, I'm driving through one tunnel. Then I drive through the second tunnel. And I keep driving, and then I get off the Murrysville exit, and then I'm driving in this deep, deep rural area. And I said to myself, I don't think I'm ever going to come out here again. This commute took me close to an hour. But then next thing you know, I told her I'd be out the next week and the following week. And so, you know, I've been in Westmoreland County and living in Westmoreland, Murrysville for at least 20 years. I raised both of my children. In Murrysville, they graduated with Franklin Regional. They are now out in the world soon. My daughter is a broadcast reporter, and she works for a CBS affiliation station in Channel 13 in Myrtle Beach, of all places.
Well, maybe you can have her come back and be a co-host.
I would love to.
She's the professional at doing this.
She's great. She has a good personality, and she actually takes a little bit after me, whereas my son, he's a little bit more quiet and reserved, and he is going to be graduating at Penn State, and he is graduating. He will be graduating as a plastics engineer. So,
oh, wow.
And it's odd now that both of my kids are out of the house. It's my wife and Sherry and myself, been married for about 27 years. And now I'm trying to reinvent a lot of the things that, you know, we have done years ago in terms of, spending time, whether it's the trails through Westmoreland County, spending some time up through Ligonier and really trying to understand and see a little bit more about Westmoreland County, especially now that I'm in the chamber seat.
Well, I have one response to the comments you just made, and you had mentioned having to go through two tunnels, being that we're going to talk about your former position at the Port Authority and being that you have some influence and regional entities like that. Our goal is to remove the squirrel hole tunnels altogether to open us up. So if you have any thoughts to how we can actually cut a big V in the hillside and go right through, that way you don't have that backup every day. I know it's a bit of a challenge, we can make it. We can get it done.
We can do that. It may cost you about $3 billion and a lot of different earmarks.
Well, there's a big infrastructure bill out there right now. Yeah. So let's start talking.
Okay.
So, you came to Westmoreland County, but you were working for a significant agency in Pittsburgh. Let's kind of talk about your background and what you did before you came to the chamber.
Yeah, sure. Well, I spent a total of 26 years at the Port Authority of Allegheny County. It's an exceptional organization. I've worked for at least 3 to 4 different CEOs. A lot of changes in the state legislature. My job really is I started there as managing their customer service. Then I moved into operations. But when issues or problems or any communication that needed to take place at the Port Authority, I was the guy who would basically, you know, take an issue and take the issue all the way through to completion, to resolving a problem. It could be simple as a problem with maybe a community that needed service, or an issue with a state legislator that needed somebody to come out to talk a little bit more about public transportation and how we can initiate some reverse commute capabilities, you know, paratransit, getting people with disabilities and senior citizens from point A to point B, workforce development. Those are all the great things that I've continued to do at the Port Authority. And then I stepped into the role as the Senior Government Relations and Community Outreach Officer. And so my job really was to be out of the office each and every day, where we would work with the municipalities and understand a little bit about what those needs were. I'd spent a lot of time in Harrisburg as well as D.C. and communicating not with just our legislators in Allegheny County, but it was really about trying to make sure that our legislators, our federal officials, and all of our local officials understood a little bit more about the organization and the Port Authority, that and how we obtain federal dollars, how efficient we are in terms of providing service, how we process everything from hiring our employees to subcontracting some of our key work to keep some of those expenses down. But a lot of that time was really spent selling, not a bus pass, not selling a bus route, but selling the investment in public transportation to connect people to life. And that was really about reaching above and beyond the county line and working with Westmoreland County Transit, working with Butler, working with Washington County, working with all these different organizations so that we would have a very good cohesive relationship, not just for public transportation, but for example, if we were to purchase fuel or if we were to purchase something at the state level, sure, we could do a lot more with our purchasing power as we would bulk a lot of those procurements together. So exceptional 26 years at the Port Authority, great leadership in Allegheny County. But when this opportunity came up to come and work with Chad Ammon, who I've known for several years, and I've worked with him when he was the executive director at the Monroeville Chamber of Commerce, it was an opportunity that I just couldn't pass up. And you know, Chad and I do talk, and he will we continue to visit and businesses, you know, on especially now that he's on a volunteer basis, but he's still involved on much on a voluntary basis, and we continue to communicate on what we've done, what he's done in the past, and where we need to go in the future.
Well, you know, you kind of hit on a couple points. You grew up in a family that had a small business. At the Port Authority, you were involved with advocacy and communications. Obviously, identified the element of having to work hard, long hours. Certainly, all of those are good characteristics for a chamber executive director leadership type position. So, certainly, your experience in terms of growing up and work experience certainly has put you in a very good position to represent our small businesses and the membership of the chamber. You know, you can certainly represent very, very well. So, yeah. So then, let's just talk a little bit about that transition into the Westmoreland Chamber. So, you know, all the listeners out there are I think familiar with Chad's situation. Mm-hmm. So we don't necessarily have to beat around the bush, and Chad has taken on his challenges in life head on. Mm-hmm. And we think that, and I personally certainly think that I hold him in very high esteem because of his courage to do that and to be vocal and open about it. But that being said, you heard about the opening and the opportunity here at the Westmoreland Chamber. What drove you to thinking about coming in from a public agency out to the chamber itself and being involved there?
That's a good question, Jason. Working for an organization who had a $430 million operating budget and $270 million capital budget, I mean, there was you know, the big projects, big capital projects. I worked on a lot of initiatives from a North Shore connector to bus rapid transit and much, much larger scale. But, you know, after being there for 26 years, you know, it was time to move on and fill. I really wanted to move and make a transition where I can continue to make an impact. And so, you know, I'm at a point in my career, especially as both of my children are out of the house, and I really wanted to work for a nonprofit. And so when this opportunity came up to work for the Westmoreland County Chamber of Commerce, you know, I really studied in terms of what the chambers have done throughout Pennsylvania, what they've done through other states. It's a nonprofit organization. So when you go in every day, you are driven to make a difference. And that could be everything from, you know, increasing membership to make sure that what you're doing as a chamber in terms of workforce development, specific bills pertaining to legislation to protect the business community, advocate for key bills, for example, the infrastructure bill. We have Act 89, which now expires in June of 2022. These are all things that it's not specifically driven towards one business or one entity. It's the entire community. So representing the community for me is huge. And so whether that's a 5 days a week or 7 days a week, I want to hear the stories. I want to hear the stories from somebody who is an owner by themselves. I want to hear the stories from some of the key manufacturing organizations that have multiple employers. And what are some of their key issues that they're facing? We know that from the last census, we've seen a decrease in population. Mm-hmm. And you know, we know, obviously, Jason, you know, your initiative and your support and what you've done on the comprehensive plan through reimagining Westmoreland County is something that's just not going to happen overnight. But I know that Chad and the chamber, as well as myself and staff, are going to be taking and be actively involved in that comprehensive plan to make sure that, you know, our businesses have a voice, that their issues and concerns are not just talked about in closed meetings, but will that information be communicated with the state, federal, local leaders? You know, we need to rebuild Westmoreland County, and that's all about jobs, workforce development, and getting people to move to the county where it's just an exceptional place to raise a family, to be an employer or an employee. And you know, those are things that are not going to happen overnight. But as a new member of the chamber, I think it's going to be exciting to be helping with some of those initiatives.
Yeah, certainly the chamber has been our partner in developing that plan, and certainly has been our partner implementing that plan. And so I certainly appreciate everything that you're saying and taking up that mantle to say is that we're going to get this done. Yes, you're absolutely right. Things don't happen overnight. It's like turning an aircraft carrier. You've got to get slowed down first before you can turn it. But our partnership together, you know, through that strong leadership, I think that we certainly have started that partnership, that relationship, that it's going to take all hands on board to make a difference. And we certainly appreciate your willingness and your interest to make sure the chamber continues down that path. But just talking about the chamber, you had mentioned that you've been in for a little bit now. It's been a few months. You're starting to do those interviews, opportunities to talk with manufacturers and small businesses. You know, what are you seeing now, and where do you see things going in the next 3 years?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of the individuals that I do talk to and I meet, and you know, I'd say 95 to 98% of the individuals, whether they're working in Westmoreland County, whether they're employer, large or small, they have grown up in this community.
Yeah,
and I continue to hear these stories about, you know, their parents or their grandparents and where they worked and how they started a business and how they continued to stay in Westmoreland County and how they have, you know, raised their children and how some of their children have continued to stay within Westmoreland County. So being with the chamber, to me, that is just down-to-earth, grassroots, hardworking individuals that just take a lot of pride in Westmoreland County. They take a lot of pride in whoever they're working for, and they take a lot of pride and what they do in each and every day. And I hear that same story each and every day. And it's really different from what I've done before. Whereas maybe I would be talking and working with a lot of people that may not work from Pittsburgh. So by having those interviews and by having that story told to me, it's important that we now take a look at the chamber. And, you know, the business world's different today, not just because of COVID, but things have changed over the past year and a half, right? And it's continued to change. And so
yes, it has.
Now what do our businesses, what do our employers, what do we need now? What type of resources are they looking for to help with their business? And I could tell you one thing that we're looking at, and besides networking, and I could tell you that the chamber has one of the most incredible networking initiatives. I mean, if you want to network and you want to get to know people, come to the chamber. I mean, we knew the chat has built one of the largest chambers of commerce in southwestern Pennsylvania. Yep. We have close to 900 strong members. That's huge, right?
Absolutely.
There's a huge sense of loyalty. I'll give you a good example real quick. Pennsylvania chambers statewide saw a reduction in about 22 to 24% through COVID. The Westmoreland County Chamber only saw a reduction in about 13%. Two things, Westmoreland County Chamber business owners, they're loyal, but they're also loyal to Chad, right? So we're going to try to keep that loyalty there, and we're going to continue to try to give them information that they need. So, for example, I was out talking to one of our larger employers the other day, and he said, you know, I would love to hear and get more information on some other initiatives or some other issues that we see in the workforce. And I said, what is that? He says, well, one example is medical marijuana. We know that medical marijuana it was passed through the state legislature several years ago. I'm not saying anything that's bad or whether I'm for or against it. Obviously, it exists. But, you know, how do employers or employees, do they have enough information to basically
that's a great point.
Have that information going in? Just because you have a medical marijuana card doesn't obviously give you an opportunity just to promote that within your work environment. How do you deal with that from an employer and employee? Americans with disabilities. You know, I've spent some time with some organizations, whether it's helping senior citizens, Achieva, helping young adults, helping older adults transition to the workforce. Are there organizations out there that can assist a person with a disability, get them employed? I mean, well, obviously we have a big issue right now throughout Westmoreland County getting employers, but there's a lot of people out there with disabilities looking and seeking work. Those are some things that we're looking at. So we're going to be working with Accela Health in the very near future to have kind of like an educational health series from issues like medical marijuana to wellness. Wellness in the workforce and in the workplace is very important. So these are some things we're going to be looking at. Government relations. I mean, although the government relations is my background, I think it's important that our business community understands a little bit more what's happening at the state, local, and the federal level. And a good example is our infrastructure bill. Everybody, at least that I talk to, whether you work for a small organization or a large organization, that infrastructure dollars some way, somehow will come to Westmoreland County. And how will those dollars be spent? Are they going to be spent on improving our roads? Are they going to be spent on improving our bridges? Most importantly, and one item that I continue to hear throughout the business community and schools and residentials, will that money be effectively applied for broadband?
Yeah, certainly is an issue.
Right. Right. So these are the conversations that we're having, and these are conversations that I'm not just there to listen. These are conversations that I'm there to take that information, take that feedback, have those relationships with our local state legislators, and continue to tell that story throughout Pennsylvania and beyond Westmoreland County to make sure that when these initiatives do happen, that we're not left behind.
Well, you certainly sound like you have a strong grasp on not only local issues, but also, you know, ways to improve the county, the region. How do we connect at a national level? And so it sounds like you've got a great start over the last few months. Certainly, it will all be based on how, you know, as we all work together moving forward, on how effective we all are. We have a few minutes left, about two, three and a half minutes left here today for our conversation.
maybe just open it up to say, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about that's that we haven't talked about yet?
I guess the last thing I just wanted to talk about is that it's important that we get more people involved in the Westmoreland County Chamber of Commerce, right? I mean, we're a nonprofit, so we're not there to make millions of dollars. We're there to basically provide information. We're there to support. We're there to hear and understand a little bit more about what your concerns are. What do you need? What type of resources you need to help your employers and also help your organization? So any time that anybody would want myself and my staff to come out, tour your facility, tour your organization, I don't care how small or how large it is, I want to learn and understand a little bit more about what our businesses are doing, what struggles that they currently have. And we also want to hear some of the success stories out there. We want to be able to promote the businesses. And it's not just promoting within Westmoreland County, but it's also telling the story and promoting our businesses, whether you're large or small, outside the county as well. And last but not least, I just want to, I think I have some upcoming events that we do Westmoreland County Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, we're big on ribbon cutting ceremonies and we're big on trying to promote our businesses. And so starting at just on October 12th, we have a ribbon cutting ceremony at noon at Nesco Resources in Greensburg. October 14th, we have the annual business meetings and awards ceremony, and that would be at the Westmoreland Community College of Youngwood. That's from 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. We have the October 18th, we have a ribbon cutting at Maytree in Greensburg at 11:30 a.m. We have the Wake Up Westmoreland networking event at the YWCA in Greensburg, and that's from 8 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. We have what we call our monthly bash. It's an opportunity for a lot of our members to come and network and talk to other members of what they do and how we can get involved. And that's going to be at the Smell Auto Group in Greensburg from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And last but not least, we have another ribbon cutting ceremony on October 23rd, and that's at Skeen 19 Films of Greensburg, and that's at 3:30 p.m. So besides the major ribbon cutting ceremonies, we have a lot of events, and I want everybody to just stay tuned on of a lot more information we're going to be providing as a Chamber of Commerce. And anything that you have, whatever events that you have, please give us a call. We will be happy to come out and talk a little bit about the chamber and the guest speaker.
Yeah, what's that number? 724-834-2900 to get a hold of the office?
Yeah, to get a hold of the office. It's 724-834-2900. And we would look forward to hearing from you.
So thank you very much for showing up today and a great interview with Mr. Dan DeBone, Executive Director for the Westmoreland County Chamber of Commerce. This has been the Westmoreland Business Journal with the Westmoreland Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.